Welcome to the May 18th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And this is the Raven, and today we're going to be continuing our conversation about scholarship and the pundits, and how do we know what we're hearing is coming from a place of honesty or not, whether it's self-deception or conscious deception. It still doesn't help us, and we need to be able to tell the difference between what is true and what is false in terms of the interests of we the people. To our brothers and sisters in Turkey, as you struggle to come to terms with the hideousness of this, your loved ones gone for no good reason, no. Your suffering mated with a simultaneous stirring around the globe is not in vain, but part of the seeding of our transition to the world of our creation, in which our lives are for each other, not to serve a tiny, tiny, bloated ego few, for each other's joy, each other's peace, each other's endless creativity. We're not meant for consumption in service to the few. We are not meant to risk our lives just to survive. For your loss and the like losses now and in seeming interminable march across our subject years of class, only we the global people can give due recompense by no longer accepting less than our freedom. And to the folks in the fast food industry, I want to also send some appreciation and acknowledgement. They're taking the first step. They're taking the lead in modeling global organizing. And we must begin to see folks of heart standing up simply as human beings, being the point. Recognizing that it's only globally that we can end power worship.